In laying out his program, Brown focused largely on domestic issues, further strengthening the economy and ensuring better health care and education. He promised to listen and learn and to restore public trust in government. Despite the domestic emphasis, the issue of Iraq was quickly raised. Did Brown agree with Prime Minister Blair's policy, and will he change course if he becomes Prime Minister?
We will keep our obligations to the Iraqi people. These are obligations that are part of UN resolutions.
However, Brown admitted mistakes were made and indicated there would be a shift in emphasis.
I do think that over the next few months, the emphasis will shift. We've got to concentrate more on political reconciliation in Iraq. We've got to concentrate more on economic development so that people in Iraq, that they feel they've got a stake in the country for the future. And obviously, we've got to do more to win the battle of hearts and minds against al-Qaeda terrorism. And I would not wish to underestimate the extent to which this new front has got to be open.
Brown also said he would travel to the Middle East to talk with Iraqi officials and meet with British troops. Britain's involvement in Iraq and the government's staunch support for President Bush have been unpopular with most Britons and are widely seen as having hastened Tony Blair's exit from office. In an interview with British radio, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said that Mr. Blair had been a special friend of America, but she said the administration would work closely with the new government under Gordon Brown.
I think the relationship will be very close, in part because Britain and the United States are such key allies.
As Brown sets out to win the support of his own party, he's already received a ringing endorsement from a key member, the outgoing Prime Minister.
I'm absolutely delighted to give my full support to Gordon as the next leader of the Labour Party and Prime Minister, and to endorse him fully.
Gordon Brown is not expected to face serious challengers in the election process within Labour, which unfolds in the coming weeks. Mr. Blair has said he will resign as Prime Minister June 27th. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.